Call to order the regular meeting of the Unalaska City Council at 6:14 PM on Tuesday, July 14th, 2026. I'll let Councilman Tungo to read the mission statement.
To provide a sustainable quality of life through excellent stewardship of government.
Thank you. May I have a roll call?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Bell? I can see Mr. Bell trying to speak, but there's no audio coming through from our end, so he is present. Ms. Coleman?
Here.
Mr. Longo? Just like Mr. Bell, Mr. Longo is present telephonically, but we're still having some technical difficulties hearing from their end. Ms. Looby?
Here.
Mr. Chastain?
Here.
Mr. Tungo?
Here.
Mr. Tudikoff?
Here. We do have a quorum. Sorry about the malfunction of our system here at City Hall. Apparently, we were not hearing, or they are not hearing us at different times while online. Let's see. Quorum is established. Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Welcome all those here in the chambers and those on the telephone. Hopefully, you'll hear us shortly. We're working on it. May I have a motion and a second to adopt the agenda?
I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Looby, seconded by Councilman Tungo. Hearing no objections, the agenda will be adopted. The agenda is adopted. May I have a motion and a second to approve the proposed minutes of the meeting held June 23rd, 2026 as presented?
I move to approve the minutes of previous meeting, June 23rd, 2026.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungo, seconded by Councilman Chastain. Are there any objections to adopting the minutes of June 23, 26? Hearing none, minutes are approved. Next on agenda is the City Manager's Report. I'll turn this over to the Acting City Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So the written report is in the packet for your reading pleasure, as usual. If you have any questions about any of it, we would be happy to attempt to answer those. I will update a little bit. I heard from our federal lobbyist today, Sebastian O'Kelly, and Senator Sullivan is still planning to come out. We don't know, you know, if he's going to arrive on the 14th or the 15th, if he does come, but he's still planning to come, and Mr. O'Kelly is going to be here as well.
Are there any questions for Margie? Hearing none. We'll move on. Thank you for the update. You have it in our packet. Next item is the community input and announcements. This is time for members of the public to provide information to the council or make announcements of interest to the community. Please come to the podium, use a microphone, state your name. You have 3 minutes.
Good evening. I'm speaking on behalf of Dr. Hatfield of the Museum of the Aleutians because she couldn't be here tonight. She just wanted to remind folks that trivia will take place the last Thursday of the month at 6:30 at the Norwegian Rat Saloon. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good evening, Dawn Johnson with IFHS, here to give you an update on our capital build. As of late last week, we are under construction. So we've got some of our construction crew. The lead of that, Matthew Butterfield, is here in the room tonight in case you guys had questions for him. But we have started with phase one, which includes some tearing up of the parking lot to lay line across the parking lot so we can move our CT, mobile CT, across the parking lot. And so with that, we're asking that the patients park in the gravel parking lot next to the concrete parking lot so that the construction crew can do their job. They've left a path for the APIA staff and patients to be able to drive up to their clinic, but we're asking that the patients park on the side. And so phase one, the CT trailer gets moved across the way, and the modules that are being built right now should arrive early September and be tied in mid to late September. And a big thank you to Mattson for a donation of helping ship those modules and some of our materials. We're very grateful for that. We also had a donation from AML as well with some shipping, so we are very grateful that helps us get our project underway. Also happening inside the building is some movement and minimal right now renovation for our pharmacy, but that will ramp up toward the end of this month to where we're looking at, the goal is a soft opening mid-September and hopefully a grand opening early October.
All right.
Any questions?
Okay, thank you. Great to see progress over there.
Good evening, Albert Burnham for PCR. Just a few announcements from us, but first, just a big thank you to everybody who participated in the 4th of July parade and the barbecue community potluck competition. Delta Western and Public Utilities did an awesome job with that, and then I think it was one of the biggest parades that we've had in years. Definitely saw a lot of great float designs, so big thank you to everybody that participated. Program-wise, this Saturday, July 18th at the library, we have an Adopt-a-Plant event that's become very popular, so you can bring one to share or take one. That's at the library from 12 to 6. Then we have coming up soon our Summer Softball League, Adult Co-ed Softball League. Rosters for that are due July 20th, and those can be picked up at the community center. And then we have our last two races of the summer season coming up this Saturday, hopefully, July 18th. We've got the Ballyhoo Run. The weather is not looking great for that, and if we have to move it to next Saturday, we do have a slot open. We don't do that one if there's any kind of water, because the hill gets slick as snot. Nobody wants to be sliding down that thing. So either this Saturday or next Saturday for Ballyhoo. And then we have coming up at the end of August our Bunker Hill Endurance Challenge, which is our marathon distant race, but you do not have to be able to do a marathon. It's to challenge yourself to go as many times up and down Bunker Hill as you can. So it's a few of the program options that we have coming up. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone else wish to speak? City Clerk, were there any written comments or anyone online?
Mr. Kelty would like to make a comment or announce something. So go ahead, okay. Mr. Kelty.
Study this in the meeting, correct?
That's correct. Mr. Kelty, I apologize. We can't hear you from the room, but I was told that other participants in Teams are able to hear you. So if you'd like, you could also send a message and I can read that for the council. Go ahead, Mr. Mayor. We'll just proceed with our next agenda item.
Well, we'll hear from him later on if he sends a message.
Yeah.
And anybody else online? Okay, thank you. Next is a public comment on agenda items. This is time for members of the public to provide information to the council regarding items on the agenda if they don't want to wait until the item comes up on the regular agenda. To comment later during the regular agenda, you need to sign up with the city clerk. Please come to the podium, use the microphone, and state your name. You have 3 minutes. City clerk, anyone wish to speak on Teams or phone?
Not on Teams, sir. No, sir.
Well, if we hear from them, I'll be happy to hear a message. Thank you. Move to the next item, public hearing. Members of the public may testify before any item set for public hearing. 3 minute time limit. Please come to the podium and state your name. Going present, wish to speak? The public hearing is now open for ordinance 2026-12, creating a budget amendment number 7 to the fiscal year 2026 operating capital budget to appropriate the transfer of $66,364 for the electric proprietary fund to the electric capital project fund for project EL25A, engine rebuild project, increasing project EL25A expensive budget by $66,364, appropriate and transfer $41,690 from the water proprietary fund to the water capital project fund for project WA504, water automated meter reading system, increasing capital budget for the project WA504 by $41,690. Does anyone wish to speak? Hearing none, city clerk, were any written comments submitted, or does anyone on Teams or the phone wish to speak?
No comments submitted, sir, and no one in Teams.
Thank you. The public hearing for ordinance 2026-12 is now closed. Next up is a work session. May I have a motion and a second to go into a work session?
I make a motion to go into a work session.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle, seconded by Councilman Shasteen. Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, we are in a work session with 6:25 p.m. 6:25. First item is capital projects update. I'll turn this over to Acting City Manager to introduce.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I see we have our Public Works Director, Brian Thacker, here ready to give you this presentation. While there are more than 60 pages to the PowerPoint presentation that's in your packet, Mr. Thacker's going to briefly update you on probably 12 to 15 projects, so we won't drag it on for 2 hours going through every one. But staff is available to answer questions about any projects, but I'll turn it over to Mr. Thacker, please.
Thank you, Margie. Good evening. So first we'll start with the good news, which is we're returning later, or positing later in this meeting to do resolution 2026-40 to return $16.3 million to the appropriate funds. So always like beginning with not spending, but rather returning to funds. So that will come up later in the conversation this evening. On to general fund projects. So there are several currently active right now I'd like to highlight. First is the drive project. Thank you, Ms. Carlin. So as you can see with the barge there, it was a rousing success. The barge was here about 1 week before it was filled. I believe the total numbers were 250 vehicles and about 1,200 tons of metal that came off the island. So a great success for that for our general fund. Next is the citywide roof rehabilitation. The first two projects of emphasis will be the high school and the public works building. We do have bids out that were due back to be scored this week. So as we move into the construction phase, we'll keep the council updated. And the last is the elementary school playground replacement. So in the picture, you can see where the field was graded. As of yesterday, they started putting down the field turf. So within a few days, the field turf should be complete, and then they'll continue working on the playground in the interim. The final slide for the general fund projects is the budget summary. So if you have any questions on these, I'm happy to go over them with you, or we can go at the end or anytime you're ready. If there are no questions, I'll proceed to the electric fund projects. On to the electric fund projects. There are no exciting pictures for this one, so I thought I'd just do the general budget summary. Grand total is $15 million left in that fund, and these are ongoing. Next is the water fund projects. Of particular note is the Raven Way water improvement. So this will extend the service to 6 lots potentially. And while the clinic will not be impacted on this expansion, should they expand in the future, the new water improvement would impact it positively. And then the water fund projects budget summary. On to wastewater fund projects. Those two aren't very exciting, but I do have the budget summary here you can review. Next is the solid waste fund projects. The one highlighted here will be the tire shredder for the Baylor facility. If you've been to the landfill, you've certainly seen the thousands of tires sitting there. This could be potentially positive for the landfill, certainly to get rid of the tires, but also to use it what's known as alternative daily cover. That means instead of using gravel or anything else to cover the landfill, they could use the tire pieces should that be approved by the state of Alaska. And then the solid waste fund projects budget summary. On to the ports funds. We have the high mast lighting repairs for the light cargo dock. This was recently completed, as well as the Marine Center. See the nice pretty lights there. Next is the Robert Storr Small Boat Harbor Improvements A and B floats. So we have gotten a lot of interest for that. But likely that's going to be pushed out because the potential bidders already have more than enough work to complete that in 2027. So we're anticipating when we get the bids back in, it'll be mostly for 2028. Not 2027.
Go ahead. So when are you going out for bid on that?
We are.
When?
Bear with me one moment. It's out for bid right now with addendum 2 coming. And the bid date will be early August with the completion of the project of summer 2028.
So you haven't received the bid yet, but you already know that no one's going to be able to do it this summer?
We had a bidding interest meeting about 2 weeks ago where we had an entire room full of people wanting to bid on it, but they said they have more work than they know what to do with, so they will not be able to complete it in 2027.
What about the permits?
I don't have an answer for that, but we would certainly push it out to 2028 if necessary. So, I'm happy to get you a more concise answer.
I mean, yes. I mean, is permitting in place already?
To my knowledge, it is, yes.
Okay, so if we are extending this out a whole nother year, is that going to be an issue with the permits?
I'll get you a clear answer on that.
And then what about the purchase of the floats?
Which ones are you referring to?
The ones that we're going to put for the A and B. The actual, I mean, are we ordering those now that we have the permitting release, or what's the plan?
I don't have an answer for that. I'll bring it back to you.
Good. I look forward to hearing that next meeting.
I thought I'd get it to you like tomorrow, if that's okay, when I talk to the project manager.
Bring it back to the next public meeting would be great.
I won't be available then. I can bring it back to you the first meeting of August.
So if we have the answer tomorrow, if we have the answer tomorrow, I'll email that out to council and I'll put it in the next manager's report.
That would be great. Thank you.
And the budget summary for reports. And finally, the airport fund project, which is the glue lam stabilization. Work will begin on that August 3rd to replace the glue lams at the Tom Matson Airport. And then the grand total budget summary of all the projects ongoing in the city. Does council have any questions?
Councilman Dungo.
On this roofing project, do we got a few bids? You got the bids all come in already? Yeah.
For which project, sir?
For the roofing, on the roofing project.
The roofing for the engineering, we have bids in. We're evaluating now, not for the actual repairs themselves, but for the engineering process.
Oh, okay. So, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any further questions, comments? Councilman Coleman?
Great. So I'm going to just get back to the Bobby Storrs Harbor because it's falling apart. So since we are going to another year and a half before this gets demoed and replaced, is there any plan to report to fix what is broken over there?
Do you have anything specifically in mind you're referring to?
There's one finger that's all... I mean, you're welcome to go out there sometime and take a look. We have water that's just running, and we have a finger out there that's, you know, about a 45-degree angle. I mean, it's not safe. So, you know, I was kind of pretty excited that we got the permitting and that maybe, you know, we got the money set aside and we're ready to roll, but... obviously, with this new news, it's a little more concerning about people continuing to use these floats that are really distressed and concerned about it being used. So I don't know if it needs a little of attention since it's going to be an extended period.
I appreciate that, Councilmember Coleman. So we'll have staff look into that. And since I don't know what the conditions are, I can't tell you what the result is going to be, but we'll look at it and we'll report back.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman. Any further comments, questions? And those people online, they can't hear us or they can't respond?
They can hear us, Mayor. It's just that we can't hear them back.
Okay. Maybe if they have some questions, they can send them on to the city clerk.
Yes,
we'll
Mayor.
Take them up at that time. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Yes, sir. Thank
okay.
you.
All right, thanks.
Oh, one more, sorry.
Councilman Coleman woke up there.
I got you before you moved on. Just quickly, I know the airport is doing some resurfacing. Has there been any? I know that a lot of times when this occurs, we try to do projects with our roads. I know that when GCI went and came and tore up a bunch of our roads to put in fiber, one of the things was they're going to patch it when we had good patching material come through. I don't know, is there any plans to try to utilize their equipment with some of our major road paving needs?
Are you referring specifically to the GCI patches or overall condition of the roads?
Well, both. I know specifically with the GCI patching, there was some talk about, because they did a temporary, that some of these places could use some assistance or redone. And then just any of the general roads and parking lots and stuff that we have talked about in the past may not be, you know, you do have your general... you have your general roads assessment money too. So I don't know if there's been any discussion with them to be able to utilize their, since they're in town.
The first portion I can answer, Kinnick is in town, and in fact they are paving over. There's 15 cuts GCI made 4 years ago, so that's ongoing right now. There are also approaches to two roads they will be fixing as well, the one next to Safeway and it might be Captain's Bay. I can get a straight answer for you.
Okay.
As for second part, we have not proceeded that far yet.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm glad to see that the GCI road cuts are being resolved.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Any further questions or comments? No? All right. Thank you. We are... Does anyone present wish to speak? Hearing none. City Clerk, any written comments submitted or anyone on Teams or phone wish to speak?
No, sir. There were no comments submitted for this item, and no one in Teams indicated they wanted to speak.
Thank you, City Clerk. I request a motion and a second to return to regular session.
Move to return to regular session.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Sasteen, seconded by Councilman Tungle to return to regular session. Hearing no objections, we'll go back into regular session. We're back in regular session at this time, 6:40 p.m. We are now on the regular agenda. Persons wish to speak on the regular agenda item must sign up with the city clerk. 3 minutes per time limit per person. And first item is item A, unfinished business, ordinance 2026-12, second reading, creating a budget amendment number 7 to a fiscal year 2026 operating capital budget to appropriate and transfer $66,364 from the electric proprietorial fund to the electric capital project fund for project EL25A engine rebuild project, increasing project EL25A expense budget by $66,364, appropriate and transfer $41,690 from the water proprietorial fund of the water capital project fund for project WA504 water automatic meter reading system, increasing capital budget for the project WA504 by $41,690. May I have a motion and a second to adopt ordinance 2026-12.
Move to adopt ordinance 2026-12.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Chastain. I'll turn this over to the acting city manager to introduce. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. This budget amendment ordinance moves money from the electric and water proprietary funds into two capital projects to cover expenses not included in the original budget. These funds are needed to complete the projects. The ordinance has gone through first reading and public hearing and is now ready for adoption, which is the staff recommendation.
Any questions or comments by council members? Hearing none. City Clerk, is anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir. No one signed up.
Thank you. I'll restate the motion, creating a budget amendment number 7 to fiscal year 2026 operating capital budget. I'll request a roll call vote, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. For Council Members Longo and Bell, if you could just please comment your answer. I see Mr. Bell commenting yes. Mr. Longo, how do you vote? Mr. Mr. Longo also voted in the affirmative. Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Chastain?
Yes.
Thank you. And with these results and this vote, council has adopted ordinance 2026-12. Next item, new business. Resolution 2026-39, authorizing the city manager to enter into agreement with PND Engineers Incorporated for the UMC positions 5 through 7, resurfacing and repair project, in the amount of $498,606. We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2026-39.
I move to adopt resolution 2026-39.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle, second by Councilman Chastain. I'll turn this over to the acting city manager to introduce.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Adoption of resolution 2026-39 will authorize me to enter into an agreement with PND Engineers to design and engineer the resurfacing, drainage, and utility improvements for positions 5 to 7 at the Unalaska Marine Center. This project is on the CMMP, and funding has been appropriated by council. This resolution provides authorization for the design and engineering contract with PND, who responded to the city's request for proposals. Staff recommends adoption.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from council? Councilman Luby?
Yeah, so this is just engineering and design, so it's not the work being completed then yet.
That's correct, ma'am.
Okay, do you know what, do we have a timeline on when we might think the work is going to get done to actually resurface it? How long it's going to take to do the engineering and everything? And then
I don't know. How about I get that answer and email it to you folks tomorrow?
Okay, I was just get a lot of questions on that one.
Oh, I imagine you do. It's yeah. It's an important one.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Luby. Any further questions or comments? Councilman Chastain?
Yeah, thank you. I think this is a great project that'll really facilitate commerce at the city dock. Does this include the back reach area, or is this strictly the dock surface?
I think it's just positions 5 to 7.
Councilman Tungle, you had a question?
I think that includes the back reach on that one.
I'll add that to my response tomorrow.
Yeah.
That information will be provided tomorrow. Any further questions? Anyone online?
No one made an indication, sir.
Okay, I'll restate the motion. Motion is to adopt resolution 2026-39, authorizing the city manager enter into agreement with PND Engineers for UMC position 5 to 7 resurfacing and repair project in the amount of $498,606. Request a roll call vote, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Bell voted yes, and Mr. Longo voted yes as well. Mr. Chastain?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Thank you. And with this vote, as a result of this vote, the council has adopted resolution 2026-39. Next item is resolution 2026-40, acknowledging the closure and completion of various capital projects and purchases. We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2026-40.
I move to adopt resolution 2026-40.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle, second by Councilman Chastain. I'll turn this over to the acting city manager for introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This resolution acknowledges that various capital projects and purchases are being closed out of the capital budget as of June 30th, 2026. Periodically, staff reviews projects and purchases, and if they're deemed no longer feasible or complete, we make a recommendation to close. This recommendation includes projects in several funds, and the projects are listed by fund in the staff memo. Remaining funding is returned to the funding source, and we'll be returning more than $16.3 million, as Mr. Thacker mentioned earlier. In addition to grants and proprietary funds, we will be returning more than $8 million to the general fund and $3.3 million to the 1% sales tax fund. We do recommend adoption, and our interim finance director, Jim Sharp, is here if you have any questions, but staff does recommend adoption.
Okay, thank you. Council members, anyone has a question or comment? Councilman Tungle.
So all 26 projects are, these are all being closed, right? Nothing is being held up in there for continuation of work.
These are just projects that have been identified as substantially complete or being abandoned. It does not address all FY26 capital projects. There are certain of those that do remain open.
Oh, okay. So we don't have an update on those projects.
That was part of the project update provided by Mr. Thacker.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Tungle. Councilman Coleman.
Okay, so you're just going to answer questions, right? You didn't have anything?
I do have a couple of items that I could add, but I don't have anything of, okay. Well, I guess I do have something of substance. Obviously, the $16 million. Yeah. Of that amount, I want to say close to $8 million of that came back from the Army Corps of Engineers for money that the city had contributed to the entrance channel dredging. So that is included in those dollars that will be returned. The other item I wanted to mention, the dollar amount isn't all that significant, but I do include it in the previous council action section. If you recall, in January, I believe it was budget amendment number 3 to the 26 budget, we included the recognition of a REVEAP grant, and about $22,000 of that was transferred to the Water Proprietary Fund to provide a battery at the Icy Lake Reservoir. Since that time, the project has once again been rescoped, or the grant, the scope of work within the grant has been rescoped, and Water has identified that they don't need that battery. So the dollars that you see here will be returned back to the general fund, with the understanding that once that rescoping has been formally approved, the monies will then come back for another budget amendment for that rescoped award. And in anticipation of Councilmember Coleman's next question, that rescoping is for an energy study for the Aquatic Center and some LED lighting there.
So, yes, let's go back to the grants thing, because we're giving back over $76,000 in grants. And I'm not sure you can answer these, but I guess, like, so the one you just said, part of that was for a battery for Icy Lake project that got rescoped, and so we are not going to utilize those grant funds. Is that correct? Or it's going to be reallocated to something else?
It would be reallocated to something else.
Okay, good. But the other one, the other grant money that we are returning, do you have any insight as to, Did the project itself, was it canceled with the grants, or we just didn't need all of the grant money for those other ones, I guess? And here's where I'm going with this, because it's not meant to be a trick question. It's awesome that we go out for these grants, and I really do appreciate the work that is done with that. but I think it's important because if we don't use the grass, then it could have been by used by somebody else. And so just like when we don't get grants, if somebody did and they don't use it, then, you know, people lose out. So I really hope that maybe we were more efficient or something with the use of that money that we were able to return it and still get the project done. I guess as long as that part was accomplished and we were able to still return the grant money, that's great. If we, I worry that it's a little bit troublesome if we do go out and get a grant and then we change what we do and give the grant money because we have to back. There's some community out there that could have used it. So it's just more of a comment. So the command vehicle, the wind power, I mean, I know we, you know, kind of abandoned that for now. So I don't know if you have any insight on those funds.
So here's what I will say. To answer your question directly, I would probably defer the project-related comments to Chief Athey and Public Utilities Director. My general comment on grants aligns with your comments. I was not super excited when I saw that we did not spend all of the grant dollars. I mean, if we did complete the project, fantastic. But I'm not a big fan of leaving grant dollars on the table if we could have used them. But with that, I can defer to Chief Athey for the fire and EMS, and I can defer to Mr. Hernandez for the public utilities.
Yeah, through the acting city manager, if they have some insight on that, that would be great.
Well, the two fire, the health and equitable communities, I believe, was the trailer that was purchased, and the fire mobile command vehicle was another vehicle that was purchased. And we actually have those assets, and so my guess is these are leftover funds. Chief Athey's pretty new and wasn't involved in those, so I'm not sure he has those answers. But I will get those answers for you, and I'm going to have quite an email to you folks tomorrow. I don't have any information about the wind power project. Eric Hernandez, do you have any information you can supply on that? If you would come down, please.
I also came in at the tail end of this project, but it was my understanding that the scope was a study and a proof that the concept would work in Unalaska, which was completed under the grant, so these are just the remaining funds.
Councilman Coleman.
And one more. The channel dredging, that's great that I know that came under budget and that we are getting some of that money back through our contributions on that. And so just because I'm just taking this opportunity to maybe ask what, and I see we have our ports. Harbor Master is here. I'm hoping that through the city manager, he can tell me now that this project is closed. Have you heard anything from the marine pilots or anything as to the navigable waters? And has that changed anything after all of this is said and done? Sorry, kind of putting you on the spot there, but through the acting city manager,
Acting Port Director Mahoney, would you like to come up and share your knowledge with us, please?
And I know that NOAA did resound it, and we've got new soundings out there. So I was just wondering if you had any feedback as to the improvement and how it's done with our marine community.
Well, I think, I think we've got the depth that we required all through the dredge. We're still waiting for, completely separate, we're waiting for a little bit more survey work on the dock face, but I think that everything is all roses on that, on the channel dredge.
Have you received any feedback from the marine pilots?
No, I haven't actually, I can give Dave a call. But no news is good news, I suppose, with the pilots.
Thank you. I do appreciate that, accommodating me there.
Thank you, Mr. Mahoney.
Any further comments, questions? Done, huh?
There's another one.
Okay. Let's have no more, no further questions. No guys online, no answers.
No comments from our participants in Teams, sir.
Okay, thank you. No one online or public comments. So I'll restate the motion to adopt resolution 2026-40 acknowledging the closure and completion of various capital projects and purchases. I request a roll call. Vote.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Chastain?
Yes.
Mr. Bell voted yes. Mr. Longo voted yes. Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
With this vote, the council has adopted resolution 2026-40. Thank you very much. The next item is the resolution 2026-41, approving USAFE to keep unexpended FY26 community support grant funds. I have a motion and a second to adopt the resolution 2026-41.
Move to adopt resolution 2026-41.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, second by Councilman Chastain. I'll turn this over to the acting city manager to introduce. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. USAFE has requested council approval to retain $67,000 in unexpended FY26 community support grant funds, which will be used for to pay for a training for a local sexual assault response team and to complete improvements to the shelter, which were recommended by their recent energy audit. This is a council decision, so we didn't include a staff recommendation, but I will say that USAFE has a good track record with the city in regards to their grants and has responsibly reported to the city as required. I have noted that Lynn Crane is also in the audience, so if you had any specific questions, I'm sure she'd be happy to come answer them.
Okay, thank you. Council members have questions or comments on resolution 2026-41? Councilman Luby?
Yeah, I just want to make a comment that I think that the training is really important for an Alaskan. Our officers are pretty well overworked doing everything. They're not just officers, they're investigators, they do everything. And so I think having this training really helps with everybody in the community when we have instances like this. And USAFE does a great job with all of their programs, and they're very financially responsible, and the money's already been approved, so I don't have a problem with them keeping it.
Thank you, Councilman Luby. Councilman Coleman?
So, yeah, I do have a question about the money for the energy audit. When you guys applied for the grant, so you knew you had somebody coming out to do an audit. Was that part of the initial grant? And was there any, based off that, has there been any work done to date?
Sorry, I don't think I heard the first part, Councilman.
So, yeah, you said you had... you're talking about $17,000 for renovations of the shelter recommended by an energy audit you had last fall. So you had an auditor coming out. Was there any of the grant money used to have the auditor come out?
No.
It was separate?
I've talked about this a few times here in chambers. We were selected to receive a free energy audit from the North Audit, North Alaska. I can't remember exactly what their acronym is. But they made a recommendation for renovations, and we went through and looked at all of them that were recommended that were supposed to be cost-effective. And that's what we're focusing on. And it's actually a total of about $78,000 worth of work, but I've secured other funding in the amount of $68,000. So we're asking for just a little bit more from the city to cover the last little bit and also any potential overages that occur because, you know, things always cost a little more than you think that they will.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman. Councilman Chastain.
Yeah, thank you. I want to echo what Councilman Luby mentioned. I think the START training for the clinic and public safety is going to be one of the greatest things that really happens this coming year. It's developing a program here in Alaska that really goes to build a solid case when people are in their most vulnerable state. And I think it's an amazing thing. So I really appreciate you guys doing this. Appreciate you spearheading it and the clinic working with you on this as well.
I have to give Christy at the clinic kudos for bringing this issue. It's something we've been talking about for years, and we've sent people out for training, tried to bring people in for training. We've never quite gotten it together, but she's the one that kind of said, let's work on this now. And so she deserves the credit for that.
This is going to be a huge thing for the community that I hope nobody has to use.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Chastain. Any further questions? Anybody online or council?
Mr. Longo said that he doesn't have any questions and that he supports the resolution.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you very much. You safe? Next, let's see. Has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir. No one signed up.
I'll restate the motion to adopt Resolution 2026-41, approving USAFE's to keep unexpended FY26 community support grant funds. I'll request a roll call vote, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Bell voted yes. Mr. Longo voted yes. Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Chastain?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Thank you. With this vote, the council has adopted Resolution 2026-41 as being approved. Next item, Ordinance 2026-13, amending Alaska Code of Ordinances 3.40.040, pay range matrix to add the police service specialist position. We have a motion and a second to introduce the ordinance 2026-13.
Mr. Mayor?
Could schedule it for regular hearing. What?
Mr. Mayor, I move to introduce ordinance 2026-13 and schedule it for public hearing and second reading on July
28th,
2026. Second. Moved by Councilman Chastain. Seconded by Councilman Tungle. I'll turn this over to Acting City Manager for introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Ordinance 13 amends Title 3 to add the Police Services Specialist position for the Police Department. During the work session on June 23rd, Council heard about the justification from an operational standpoint and is well aware of the community impacts of extended closure of the DMV office. In addition to covering for DMV, this position will also support recruitment and talent engagement efforts, coordinate community outreach activities, and assist with youth and public safety programs, and perform other administrative and operational duties that don't require sworn law enforcement authority. Establishing this position will allow sworn officers and existing administrative staff to focus on core public safety responsibilities while enhancing the department's overall operational effectiveness and community service. There's no direct financial impact with this ordinance. We're kind of giving you a two-prong here thing tonight. Ordinance 13 adds the position to code, and Ordinance 14 moves the money into the appropriate buckets to pay for it. So, but we're on Ordinance 13 now, and again, there's no direct financial impact with this ordinance, but that'll be in the accompanying budget amendment. As the pay range for the new position is less than that of a police officer, so we're taking an existing empty or vacant police officer position, we're taking that funding and moving it around into different buckets to cover this position. This position will pay less than a police officer, so there'll be a net benefit to the city. Staff recommends adoption. We're here to answer questions if you have any.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Shostein.
Yeah, thank you, Chief Hankins, for bringing this forward, and Interim City Manager for bringing this forward as well. I really appreciate this ordinance coming forward and the reclassification of the position. I think that anytime we as a city can create efficiencies in government, we should take that opportunity and do that. And that's exactly what I see here. Not only are we creating an efficiency by moving this forward tonight and at our next meeting, we're also enhancing the service provided to the community. I think that should be our underlying goal with every action we take as a council and every movement we make as a city, is asking ourselves, are we enhancing the service we provide to the community by doing what we're doing? And without question, this does. So, Chief Hankins, thank you. I really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you, Councilman Shostein. Any further comments, questions, or Councilman Coleman?
Thank you. Well, first off, let's go to the servers. The servers. It says. I'm sorry. Okay, sorry. Hang on. My apologies. All right, I can still have a comment on 13. My apologies. Let me scroll back. Okay. So. All right. Yeah, a couple questions here. So. This is not a new position. You've taken a police officer's position and changing it, the title to it, correct?
Yes, we're not adding a position overall. There's no increase to FTEs.
Okay.
We're taking an existing police officer position and reclassifying it to the police services specialist.
So police officer's position was taken away, I want to say, 4 years ago to create a sergeant's position. So it seems like there's a continual dwindling of our officers to fill other roles. And so it's just a comment and making. And that was overseen by the current city manager, the city manager back then, who agreed to that. And this one, for the special services, is there been a position description written up on it?
Yes, there the job is, description there is has already been completed. I believe it was presented in the June 23 packet.
For the position description?
Yes.
Okay, I'll review that. Thank you. I think I see where this is going, and I obviously, you know, because you're not creating a new position, it's something that is usually reviewed by the city manager. And, you know, I think it's just kind of the timing for me on this, is that it would have been nice if we would have had a full, you know, if our a city manager who was a city manager, you know, who's the hired manager at the time. It's just, I know that this came about, you know, we had an interim at the time, and it's just progressed from there. And so I'm a little bit hesitant on this, but I'll look at further. And if I have some questions, I will definitely ask some questions on this one. So it's providing DMV services. Currently, DMV, the state pays for the training, correct?
The state pays for the DMV training, yes.
So the state
I don't believe they cover the travel.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't believe the state covers the travel to the training, but the training itself is so at no cost to the state.
The state, this person will have to be also trained. And
yes,
and so most the state definitely will cover this training also?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's it.
We'll be doing the next one soon. Okay. Any further questions? About our two council members online?
Council members Bell and Longo, do you have any? Council member Longo said he doesn't have any questions. And no questions either. No questions either for Mr. Bell.
Okay, thank you. Has anyone signed up for public comment on Resolution 2026-13?
On Ordinance 2026-13, Mayor? No one signed up.
Thank you very much. I'll restate the motion to adopt Ordinance 2026-13, amending the Unalaska Code of Ordinance, Sections 3.40.040, Pay Range Matrix, to add the Police Services Specialist position. I'll request a roll call vote at this time.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Chastain?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Longo voted yes. And Mr. Bell, how do you vote? And Mr. Bell also voted yes.
Okay, thank you. with this vote, the council has introduced Ordinance 2026-13 and scheduled it for public hearing and second reading on July 28, 2026 on a roll call vote of 6-0. Next item, Ordinance 2026-14, creating a budget amendment number 1 to fiscal year 2027 operating capital budget for additional costs related to the purchase of new servers and reclassification of a police officer position to a police service specialist position. The amendment will appropriate $149,851 from the general fund, increase the information service budget by $185,600, and reduce the police budget by $99,793. Increase the communication budget by $32,022 and increase the corrections budget by $32,022. Increase budget use of unrestricted net assets and increase non-personnel operating expenses in the electric utility fund by $29,000. Increase the budget use of unrestricted net assets and increase the non-personnel operating expenses in the water utility fund by $23,200. Increase the budget use of unrestricted net assets and increase non-personnel operating expenses in the wastewater utility fund by $20,300. Increase budgeted use of unrestricted net assets and increased non-personal operating expenses in the solid waste utility fund of $8,700 and increase the budget use of unrestricted net assets and increased non-personal operating expenses in the ports and harbor fund by $23,200. May I have a motion and a second to introduce Ordinance 2026-14 and schedule it for public hearing and second reading on July
28, 2026. I move to introduce Ordinance 2026-14 and schedule it for public hearing and second reading on July 28, 2026.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Shostein, seconded by Councilman Tungo. I'll turn this over to the acting city manager to introduce.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I'm just going to turn it over to Mr. Sharp, who's at the podium. Go ahead, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you, Council and Mayor and Council members. So you have before you budget amendment number one to the budget for FY27. And there's two components to this. One relates to the topic, the ordinance 2026-13 that you just introduced and scheduled for second reading, which requires a reduction in the police budget. Because the new position is being there, that individual salary wage fringe is going to be spread over three different departments within the police department. It requires a budget amendment, and that's what's before you, that portion. Second portion has to do with servers, and I can't wait to hear what Councilmember Coleman's question is going to be. But back to give you some backstory, and I did lay it out here in the memo. In February, in preparation for the FY27 budget, our IS manager, Jake Whitaker, reached out to vendors requesting quotes for four servers. And they were quoted at about $55,000 a piece. These are on a five-year replacement plan, which this is the fifth year. Just FY27 is the fifth year. And they were, as I said, they were quoted at $55,000 a piece. Budget was adopted. He went back out middle of June, requested a refresh on the quotes. Prices had doubled. Not ideal. In addition to that, when he obtained the quotes in February, those quotes were honored for 30 days. When he went back in June, they said they can only honor it for 2 weeks. Prices are escalating that quickly. And there's a little bit of back information in here for that. I did ask Jake to be at our meeting tonight in case there's some technical related questions. But in terms of the budget, we did include, I'm not a big fan of providing contingency. I did it here simply because the prices are moving so quickly. The last thing I want to do is have a budget amendment adopted, us go refresh the quotes, and then again need more money. So this is meant to cover that. We do, if there is whatever remains from that, will not be used on other items. It is strictly just for these servers. I do not have anything else to add. I'm sure there will be questions.
Thank you, Jim. Any questions for Councilman Coleman?
Thank you. You get paid by the word on these things? Because no. You did a good job.
No, the mayor recently went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you need to increase your word usage. I'm doing my part.
I appreciate the explanation on the servers because, I mean, like, when I read through it, I was just like, wow. And so, you know, this, again, I'm just about process. It sounds like they went out, due diligence early in, looked at what it was going to cost, put the CMF, you know, put it in the process, and, you know, wow, when it's time to go out to bid, you know, to look for quotes, then this is where you're at now.
This is AI.
And this is so, and I don't see any reason why to not do this, because it doesn't sound like this is it's going to continue.
The expectation is the prices will not be going down anytime soon.
So, okay.
If at all.
Thank you. That's it.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman. Councilman Shostein.
Thank you. These are for servers to store our data on, I can imagine, for the city's internal data. At what point will we transition away from a server and go to the cloud? I mean, if we're looking at $37,000 a year spread over 5 years and that price is only going to increase 5 years from now, I mean, if we have a cloud subscription, is it going to be more than $37,000 a year to store our data?
So these specifically, the top of the second page, servers are specifically support the city's desktop infrastructure for employees across all departments. Jake, if I'm missing the point, this isn't necessarily for data storage as much as it is to drive those those desktops or virtual machines that we have.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Chastain. Any further question? Anybody or two councilmen online? Any comments or questions?
Mr. Longo or Mr. Bell, do you have any questions? Mr. Bell said no, and Mr. Longo said no questions.
Okay, thank you. And, last chance to run this. Is anyone, City Clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir, no one signed up.
I'll restate the motion. Creating a budget amendment number one to fiscal year 2027 operating capital budget. I'll request a roll call vote.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Chastain?
Yes.
Mr. Bell voted yes. And Mr. Longo, how do you vote? Mr. Longo also voted in the affirmative.
Thank you. And with this vote, Council has introduced Ordinance 2026-14 and scheduled it for public hearing second reading on July 28, 2026. Next item is Ordinance 2026-15, creating a budget amendment to number two to the fiscal year 2027 budget. To appropriate $5,161 from the general fund appropriated fund balance and increase fire EMS personnel costs in the amount of $5,161. Appropriate $107,223 to the budgeted use of unrestricted net assets in the ports and harbors fund. Increase harbor office personnel costs in the amount of $17,730. Increase Unalaska Marine Center personnel costs in the amount of $46,636. Increase spit and light cargo dock personnel costs in the amount of $13,818. Increase CEM, Carly Moses Small Boat Harbor personnel cost in the amount of $18,675. Increase Bobby Storr's Small Boat Harbor personnel cost in the amount of $10,364. Covering increased wages and wages scales for the IAFF and IBU collective bargain union agreements. We have a motion and a second to introduce Ordinance 2026-15 and schedule it for public hearing and second reading on July 28th.
I move to introduce Ordinance 2026-15 and schedule it for public hearing and second reading on July 28th, 2026.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle, second by Councilman Luby. I'll turn this over to the City Manager for introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We're going to follow the same process, and I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Sharp.
Fantastic. You have before you budget amendment number two, which is really a follow-up to the ratified collective bargaining agreements Council has seen previously. Each year when we compile our personnel budgets for the departments, it's based on existing wage tables, which some of them are driven by CBAs that are up for negotiation and will subsequently be ratified and changed. This budget amendment represents the difference between the amount that was originally budgeted for those specific positions and those represented by these bargaining units and what those positions will be paid based on the newly ratified collective bargaining agreements. As you can see, it impacts six employees in the fire department, and it impacts eight employees, ports and harbors. I do not have anything else to add at this time.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Any questions or comments? Anybody or two council members online have any comments or questions?
No questions from Mr. Longo. And no questions from Mr. Bell either.
Great, thank you. Let's see, City Clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir. No one signed up.
No one. I'll restate the motion creating a budget amendment number 2 to fiscal year 2027 budget. I'll request a roll call vote, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Bell voted yes. Mr. Longo voted yes as well. Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Chastain?
Yes.
Mr. Tungel?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
On a roll call vote of 6-0, and with this result, Ordinance 2026-15 has been introduced and scheduled it for public hearing and second reading on July 28, 2026.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Resolution 2026-42, authorizing the city manager to enter into agreement with Western Pioneer Incorporated for a perpetual easement on GSA sales parcels 7 and 8, Tract B, Plat 202111-06, Aleutian Islands Recording District. May I have a motion and a second to adopt Resolution 2026-42?
Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt Resolution 2026-42.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Chastain, second by Councilman Tungo. I'll turn this over to the acting city manager to introduce.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This resolution authorizes me to sign an agreement acquiring a perpetual easement on land owned by Western Pioneer Incorporated near Ballyhoo Road to facilitate electric infrastructure improvements as part of the subtransmission upgrades project. This easement allows continuation of electric upgrades on Ballyhoo Road. Moving this easement is in the best interest of both the city and Western Pioneer's tenant, which is close to Bor. Western Pioneer is granting this easement at no cost to the city, and the city attorney hasn't been involved and prepared the easement document. Staff recommends adoption.
Okay, thank you. Acting City Manager, City Clerk, has anyone signed up to provide council members have a discussion? Excuse me. Pass that one right up. Any questions on the plot? I hear no comments.
No comments, sir. Or no questions from Mr. Bell. And
okay, thank you. Has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir. And there was also no question from Mr. Longo.
Thank you. I'll restate the motion at this time and request a roll call vote to adopt Resolution 2026-42.
Mr. Tungel?
Yes.
Mr. Longo voted yes, and Mr. Bell also voted yes. Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Chastain?
Yes.
On a roll call vote of 6-0, with this vote, the council has adopted Resolution 2026-42. Next item is council directives to the city manager. Are there any directives? If so, they need to be in motion with a second and a roll call vote. There being none, community input and announcement. This is the final opportunity to provide information to the council or make announcements.
Mr. Mayor?
Yep.
Mr. Kelty was able to write up his community input and announcement, and he said that coming to Unalaska on Saturday, July 18th, is Jonathan Christ Tompkins, candidate for governor. The community is invited for a reception at the Norwegian Rat Saloon on Saturday, 1 p.m. until 2:30 p.m. And thank you.
That's from Frank.
That's correct, sir. And yes, sir.
I see. Okay.
And then I would like to remind the public that, let me bring up the slide here. If they need to, if they wanted to vote on the August primary election, which is August 18th, you need to be registered by July 19th. And that's the voter registration deadline to be able to vote on the August primary election. So folks could register online, or they could stop by the clerk's office and fill out a registration form. For our local election, for our notice of local municipal election, our election will be on Tuesday, October 6th. We are electing two city council members and two school board members. City Council seat B, which is presently held by Mr. Thomas Bell, and City Council seat E, presently held by Mr. Anthony Longo. For the school board seat, it's school board seat B, presently held by Mr. Brian Rankin, and school board seat E, presently held by Trevor Shashnikov. So the declaration of candidacy will start on July 23rd until August 21st. So any interested individual who would like to be considered for those seats can stop by the city clerk's office during the candidacy filing period and submit your candidacy packet.
Okay, thank you. Any further comment? Announcements? None? Okay. City clerk, anyone written, submitted any written comments, teams, or wish to speak?
That's it, sir. That's there were it. No more additional.
Okay, thank you. having completed all items on the agenda, we are adjourned at 7:38 p.m. Thank you very much. Good night, Unalaska.